How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. I want to show you two clips back to back that every single American should find concerning. One of the core tenets of authoritarianism is the hypermilitarization of a society to intimidate and then enslave the population. By enslave, I mean using military force to get them to go along with any narrative at any time and not question authority. This is what you are seeing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For example, after Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old mother, was shot and killed by ICE, the administration is asking you not to believe your own eyes and is now using more military force for intimidation. I have multiple examples of this, including Donald Trump saying last night to Sean Hannity that, quote, "We are going to start hitting land with regard to the cartels. The cartels are running Mexico," and he says, "We are going to start hitting land." Now, this is what Trump is trying to do. He's going to try to paint Democrats or anybody who opposes this as pro-drug or pro-cartel. I can say right here, unequivocally, we are anti-drug. We are anti-cartel like any normal human being is. But also, I am pro checks and balances. I am anti-authoritarianism, and I don't want the president to be able to hyper-militarize a society and unilaterally strike other countries, therefore subverting the war power resolution. So before I even jump into these videos, in ICE's own words, they said it's, quote, wartime in America. Again, the hypermilitarization of a society is a core tenet of authoritarianism. ICE just launched a wartime recruitment campaign and seeks agents who want to, quote, defend their culture. Just read this. 4 days before the horrific killing of Renee Nicole Good, the Department of Homeland Security put out a press release and bragged about their increased manpower and how it's essentially wartime. The problem is, they're going to war with the U.S. citizenry to intimidate us? What about this? Trump then suggests the U.S. military will hit cartels on land in Mexico the day after the U.S. seizes a fifth oil tanker as the Venezuela pressure campaign continues. You can see the pattern happening. A desperate Donald Trump is using military force to intimidate not only his enemies abroad, but also people that he sees as his enemies at home. Let's start off with this clip. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We're going to bring in lead policy advisor Micah Irfan in just one moment to break down Trump's authoritarianism and his desperation. But here's Trump last night.
We've knocked out 97% of the drugs coming in by water. And we are going to start now hitting land with regard to the cartels. The cartels are running Mexico. It's very, very sad to watch and see what's happened to that country. But the cartels are running and they're killing 250,000, 300,000 people in our country every single year. The drugs, it's horrible. It's devastated families. You know, you lose a child or a parent. I mean, parents are dying, too, with drugs.
What he is describing is an act of war against a neighboring country. If you combine this with the threats against Canada, if you combine this with the lack of ruling out of military force against Greenland, basically all of the countries surrounding the United States, even across the sea, even in Latin America, have now been threatened by this administration, or at the very least, Trump hasn't ruled out military force against them, which is absolutely sickening. Now, when I play that clip, and then right after that, I play a clip of J.D. Vance saying that the War Powers Resolution is, quote, fundamentally fake and unconstitutional. Where does your mind go? Because when the vice president is laying the groundwork for the president to unilaterally start a war, and then Trump is threatening all of these countries, it leads you to believe that Trump just kind of wants to unilaterally start wars against countries next to us.
Technicality than any disagreement of policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and that'll continue to be.
This is an egregious lie. The idea that every prior president thinks that the War Powers Resolution is fake is false. Obama had an authorized use of military force. He had an AUMF, the ability to strike certain countries in a post-9/11 era. But that is different than the president unilaterally starting war and subverting Congress. To break this down further, let's bring in lead policy advisor Micah Irfan. Micah, break down this authoritarianism that we're seeing.
Yeah, well, this is how authoritarianism works, Adam. What we see is authoritarian figures construct boogeymen to justify the militarization of society. They say immigrants, they say drugs, and then they develop this huge domestic military force. In America, they've increased ICE funding by $75 billion since Trump's become president. And they don't end up using that force to protect Americans or, you know, the population of their country. They end up using that military force to enslave their own population. It's a story as old as time, and every single fascist leader has done it, and we're already seeing it today. ICE is not making Americans safer. It is killing people. It's detaining U.S. citizens for no reason, sometimes even multiple times. Now we just realized DHS just talked about how they're investigating Democrats in Minnesota. That's not within the purview of their statutory authority, but they don't care. This is a lawless administration. If anybody thought that this was just about immigration, they're not paying attention. J.D. Vance says they have ICE agents have absolute immunity from prosecution for anything they do on the job. That means that they can go kill somebody. They can go shoot a Democratic congressperson and call it self-defense, and there's no way to prosecute them. And, you know, this is part of a greater pattern, Adam. Stephen Miller says the president has plenary authority over the military. That means that the president has unjudicially reviewable authority over the military. He can order the military to do anything that he wants, including killing his opponents, including arresting journalists. They are trying to create a police state. It's happening day by day. And the good news is Americans are waking up to the Leviathan of government authoritarian abuse, which is being constructed right before our eyes.
And this brings me right back around to the cover-up that we're seeing in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So just to recap, local authorities were supposed to do a joint investigation with the FBI. They had agreed upon this, and then the FBI ended up spiking that investigation, blocking off the evidence, and not allowing Minnesota investigative authorities to at least do their job and gather evidence and figure out what happened. So Donald Trump is trying to cover up what happened in Minneapolis. He is trying to cover up the Epstein files, cover up his health, cover up the economic numbers. It's the least transparent administration in American history. And this is only compounded by the hyper-militarization, not only domestically with the National Guard being unilaterally. I mean, this is such a good analog. Donald Trump not only wants to use the military unilaterally abroad with no judicial review whatsoever, but he also wants to be able to mobilize the National Guard into any blue state and any blue city to intimidate people that he deems his enemies. The governor of the state that we are in right now, J.B. Pritzker, and the mayor of the city that we're in, Chicago, have both been threatened by Donald Trump for arrest. So it's just, it's sickening.
Yeah, I mean, it's frankly absurd. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, the irony of it all. Trump is the quote-unquote pro-peace president, which deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, but he's starting wars with other countries. And his argument in court is that he has unlimited capacity to basically kill anybody he wants ever. That's the arguments they've been making in these boat strike cases, where they're killing these people of other countries with no evidence that they're actually part of a terrorist organization or anything like that. And the argument for the administration is the president can designate whoever he wants as a terrorist and then kill them summarily for it. I mean, that's the ridiculousness that we're looking at. But here's the thing, Adam. I think that they've actually overplayed their hand.
Yeah.
The administration has been so brazen with its dishonesty that nobody trusts what they say anymore. Their narrative is collapsing. You know, think about what Kristi Noem and Trump said about this Minnesota shooting of a U.S. citizen. Kristi Noem said that the ICE agents were stuck in the snow and they were trying to get out. We looked at the footage. There's no record of that whatsoever. Trump said the guy was run over. He doesn't know how the ICE agent is still walking. That wasn't in the video at all. And now they're telling us that these two people they shot in Portland were Tren de Aragua terrorists. But the only reason why we know these people were shot is because they called the police after they were shot. Do we think some Tren de Aragua foreign terrorists would call the police whenever they need help? That seems like the last thing Tren de Aragua members would do. Now, maybe they were part of Tren de Aragua, but here's the thing. Nobody trusts government statements anymore. They're less than worthless.
Yeah, that is incredibly true. With Mockler Media, this has been Adam and Micah. You can subscribe to both of us below. Thank you all, and peace out.
Thanks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.